Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, as we have watched over the last year and a half, the recession start and then blossom, and as some people say, it's over. I kind of doubt that personally, but we've watched the number of people in our networks and certainly around the nation lose their jobs. And so today we're going to focus this entire program on helping those people that are out of work.
And one very practical way we're going to help them today is to avoid getting their identity stolen while they're searching for a job, which is a growing problem in this country. And then in the latter part of the program, Dave, we're going to help them with some practical tips on how to be a better networker. So you may not be unemployed, but you may be concerned about it or know somebody who this program will absolutely hit the bullseye for their needs.
Well, odds are that if you've not been hit with some kind of identity theft, sometime you will be hit. In fact, it is considered the fastest growing crime in America. Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. Nearly 10 million people in the U.S. had their identities ripped off in 2008, and that's up 47% from 2007.
Well, and Dave, it's a double-edged sword, because not only are you at risk when someone steals your identity to be completely ripped off financially, but it also takes, on average, 200 hours to recover your identity. And what that means is you lose time searching for a job. It adds additional stress and pressure to your family and to the use of your time. So it's a terrible problem. And people are actually preying on job seekers right now to try to get their identities. And one thing they're doing is they're calling you after you post a resume and asking for an interview over the phone. Mm-hmm. And many people fall into that because they're desperate to have an employer call them. And people are posing as an employer and just taking all the information from unsuspecting people right now. So we want to go a lot deeper on this topic today and give some practical ways to avoid getting your identity stolen while you're looking for a job.
Chuck, in your career, have you ever been laid off for a long period of time?
I've been laid off, Dave, but I've never been without work for a long period of time. So that's a foreign experience to me. By God's grace, I've always been able to be reemployed rather quickly. And I've never had my identity stolen. But both of those are problems that I've seen other people go through. And I have a great deal of compassion for people who experience either one, and especially for those who might be experiencing both of these problems.
We'll be back with more job hunting tips right after this. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area. Or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and today we are talking about job hunting tips, and one of those job hunting tips that we're going to give you today is ways to protect your identity. Chuck, one of the reasons that identity theft has risen, not only because more people are out of work, but more people are applying for jobs online rather than face-to-face.
Well, and the very cornerstone of a job search is your resume. So many times the first mistake people make is they load up their resume with personal information. And actually, employers don't need to know all that. They don't need to have your Social Security number, your home address, your driver's license number, all of those things, even your date of birth. It's not important. And one of the tips is when you're completing your resume, instead of putting all that personal information out there for everybody to see, just consider putting in a placeholder like will be provided upon request. Same thing you may say with references. Provided upon request, provided during the interview, because right now, that's not really what they're looking for. They're looking for your experiences, your skills, your ability to contribute, and all you have to put is your name on your resume and possibly a web address, and they'll know how to get in touch with you. But be very suspicious of anyone who insists that you have to disclose all that information, or they're going to do a background check before an interview, and especially if they call you and say, well, I can't find this information, you need to provide it. Well, first, they need to provide evidence of who they are, and a face-to-face visit is always the best policy.
Now, Chuck, is that the same procedure that you would follow with a printed resume as well, or would you change that and actually put that information in a printed resume?
No, I think it's a good idea, even on a printed resume, because you never know where they're going to go. If you hand it to someone and you're talking to an HR professional and they're going to put it in the file, that's all fine. But if you're just going to circulate it and kind of put it out there and try to get as many copies in circulation as possible, I just wouldn't give a lot of personal information.
Well, one of the other places that people look for jobs, kind of in a broad spectrum, is what's called online job boards. And there are several major companies that are out there that people, I'm sure, are familiar with. But there's also some things with online job boards that we need to be aware of.
Well, one of the big ones is that not all job board sites have the same privacy policy. And before you post your resume on any online job board, you need to understand what their privacy policy is. I recommend you read those privacy policies. And if the site allows you to opt out of any tracking mechanisms that are attached to being a part of that job board, then certainly opt out of those. But just be very careful by who you trust your resume to in any online forum.
Chuck, much of the information that we're getting today came from a Fortune and CNN Money article, and they recommend something, too, that I thought was interesting. They recommend that you make sure that the site will let you opt out of tracking cookies. Now, if you're not an internet user, that probably sounds crazy, but explain just a little bit about what those tracking cookies can do.
Well, a cookie is an electronic mechanism that allows that entity to track wherever else you go on the web, and then they can turn around and sell that information. So they'll be able to analyze all this data and then resell it so somebody else knows how to market to you, and possibly a scammer can buy that information and prey upon you. So if they know that you're going to 15 job sites a day, they know you're desperate, and they're going to try to buy that information and then come after you.
Well, give us some help on how we can spot bogus job ads, because there are a number of them out there. So what are some of the telltale signs of a bogus job ad?
Dave, we get this question all the time. In fact, we need to do a complete program about this, because there's a growing number of work-from-home mm-hmm. job opportunities that are total scams, and there's so many of them out there, it's hard to sort through them. In fact, many people get frustrated just trying to find a real work-from-home opportunity, because many of them are simply fronts to scam people out of a fee. So here's the best way to spot one, what we would call a fake job ad, if it offers very high pay with little or no responsibility. That should be your first clue. Something for nothing. It's probably not real. How many of those deals have gone around on the web? You know, just click here and somebody's going to send you money.
Yeah.
Those just aren't true. Any job ad that promises that you will receive a wage if you will pay them an upfront fee, that's usually bogus. If they give no physical address or contact information, if they require you to open a bank account or accept a company check or a test for a wire transfer service, scam, scam, scam. Stay away from it. Run from it. Don't waste your time. Don't get sucked into those, because not only are they going to take your money up front and flee, they may even sell that information so somebody else can come and scam you.
Chuck, for those who have been out of work a long time, this next tip is really important.
Well, Dave, it sounds a little cumbersome, but you can actually understand the wisdom of keeping a detailed record of all your job search activity. Basically, be able to retrace your steps in the event that your identity is stolen. If you know exactly where you posted your resume, if you know exactly the employers you've mailed it to, the HR professionals that you may have talked to, you can probably more quickly identify where the stolen identity event occurred, and that will help you to solve the problem more quickly. So keep a detailed record, especially in today's environment.
Well, here was an interesting one, and this one kind of surprised me a bit. Talks about limiting the amount of information you post on social networking sites. Are you in, are you a part of Facebook or Twitter or any of that?
Well, Crown certainly is, and my children are. I don't post my own site. I don't have time to do that, but I'm very familiar with Facebook.
Well, I actually, when I read this, I actually went and I looked on my profile at what the settings were. And I was shocked at how much information that I thought I was actually being pretty careful about that. But when I went back and I looked based on what I read online about being able to steal some of my personal information, I made massive changes to what people can see on my Facebook page.
And Dave, a consumer research firm discovered that 27% of the people on Facebook list their full name, their date of birth, their phone number, their email address, and some people even put their home address. Mm-hmm. That is just a really bad idea. In fact, 49% of the people who use Facebook will accept a friend request from people they don't know. Mm. So you're allowing people in that could totally take this information, learn everything about you, and scam you, especially young people. You can get on some young people's Facebook sites, and it's like they're living their life out in the public. Mm-hmm. Every player they go, everything they do, every purchase they make, just an easy, easy victim to steal their identity and to get scammed.
You know, the whole social networking phenomenon is something that we really need to spend an entire program on, because employers are actually reversing that, and they're going back and looking to see what kinds of things that you post on those pages to see if you're the kind of employee they want to hire.
Well, I want to give some examples of that, Dave, that aren't real pleasant for people to hear, but important to hear. We'll do that when we come back.
Well, we're giving some job hunting tips today here on Money Life. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Our economy has been struggling. Companies have cut expenses. Job security has taken on new meaning. Now more than ever, you need to know God's purpose for your life and your work. You can find direction using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a comprehensive assessment tool that you and your employer can use to make sure that you and your job are the right fit. And if you're between jobs, you can use the Career Direct Complete Guidance System as an interview tool. When you share your Career Direct results with a potential employer, they'll be able to see that you have the talent and skills they're looking for. It'll set you apart from other candidates. The Career Direct Complete Guidance System can be completed in about an hour online. Just go to CareerDirectOnline.org, and to get started, try the free personality ID profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're talking about tips for job hunting and protecting your ID while you're job hunting. And Chuck, before the break, we were talking about social networking and maybe some do's and don'ts about what kind of information that you put on your social networking site.
Well, college kids especially get into Facebook, and many times they put far more information out there than is really necessary, and they think it's just going to be limited to their friends. What they don't know is that employers are using it to screen who you really are before they grant you an interview. One of the practices I have is I ask young people who are considering working for us to send me their social networking site so I can get a feel for who they are. Well, suddenly all that looks so fun and crazy and wild disappears pretty quickly. So it can be very embarrassing if you're not discerning about what you post out there online. So be aware that many, many, many employers use those sites to make decisions today about who they want to hire. And here's another tip. If someone were to call you on the phone and start asking you personal information, maybe they saw your resume, somebody gave it to them, and they just want to get some more data about you so they can check you out. Be very proactive and turn that around. Say, I'd love to give you that information. Could I get some information about you? What's your name? What's your phone number? What's the address of the company? and say, may I call you back with that information? I'll need an email address. Let me do a little research. And then hang up the phone and call the company back. Maybe go online, drive to that place of work. Find out for sure that you know who you're talking to. And if anybody tells you, sorry, I can't give you that information, then get off the phone with them. It's a scammer.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can find all six of these tips for protecting your ID while you're job hunting online at crown.org. Just go to crown.org/radio and then click on the related content button for today's program.
Dave, there's one more thing I want to mention, and that is another scam that's going on right now that's actually a red hot scam, and those are fake charities or fraudulent charities raising money for Haitian relief. Mm. Be very, very careful about who you're giving money to. In fact, within hours of the earthquake in Haiti, there were fraudulent charities popping up on Craigslist. Mm. People were finding them online and making these very quick decisions. They were texting to bogus organizations and making a contribution through their text messaging. All kinds of scams going on around that right now. So be really, really careful. Be sure you're giving to a reputable, established organization that you can learn all about. And they're doing effective work there. That's important. We saw tremendous abuse that happened during the tsunami of 2004. And this relief effort is going to set all kinds of records for Haiti. So just be discerning.
That's a very good point. You know, Chuck, there are some people who, though they're out of work and have the opportunity to use online job searching, they're just not comfortable with the whole electronic process of searching for jobs. So for those people who kind of stiff-arm the whole idea of online job searching, what can those people do to improve their likelihood for finding a job?
Well, it's a known fact that the most effective thing you can do to get reemployed is to network. But many people hear that and they say, well, I'm not a type A, I'm introverted, I'm shy, I don't know anybody, I'm just going to do it online and hope for the best. But networking can be done in a very effective way no matter what your personality is, and you don't have to be a manipulator, you don't have to be aggressive, you don't have to get on people's nerves. And I want to give you some really easy tips to get out there and be a better networker. Number one, join a professional association. Almost every single field has their own association today. So get involved in it. Find a place where you can serve, plug in, go to the meetings, let people know that you like your field and that you want to advance in your field. So network within your own association. Number two, volunteer to serve other people in an area of your passion. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as you like that area. It'll keep your head clear. It'll give you something to think about every day besides worrying if your phone's going to ring to get a job. And you'll meet other people that can be of help to you in your job search. Number three, get involved in a community of people, especially in your church. Not to necessarily network for a job, but to be involved with the body of Christ, to have people praying for you, sharing your burdens, aware of your need, and do something for them. Give back to that group. Don't go for just your own interest, but find out what they need and start to help them. You will be amazed at what God can do when you're plugged into His body. So don't get isolated. Number four, let people in your neighborhood know what you're trying to accomplish. That happened in our neighborhood. A lady sent out an email to our neighborhood association and said, here's what I'm qualified to do. Here's what I'm looking for. I thought it was a great thing to know. I wanted to help them. I wanted to be sure that there wasn't another foreclosure in our neighborhood. I was motivated to serve this person's need, so I didn't feel like they were manipulating at all when I found out what I possibly could do to help them get reemployed. Number five, conduct interviews with people who you know in the industry that you're trying to get into. Call them and say, I'm doing some research on my industry. Do you know the trends in our particular field? What kind of people are getting hired? Who's hiring? What kind of qualifications are they looking for? What do you think is going to be the next opportunity in our field? Just gather information, and it will open up dialogue with people who are already employed in areas where they may want you to come and join them. Here's another one. Start a support group for other job seekers. Even if you're employed today, what a great ministry right now to get a group in your church or in your neighborhood that will maybe meet in your home or over lunch and reach out to them. Wonderful materials through Crossroads Career Network of enabling you to set up a group like this and serve other people during their time of need. And then finally, here's a tip that I've seen work so many times. If you want a job with an organization, even though they're not hiring, go in and say, I really want to get employed here. Can I volunteer to do a job right now without being paid, just to demonstrate my passion, my competency, my work ethic, all those things that I'm willing to help the company right now so that when an opening comes up, I'll be front brain and possibly you'll think of me.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. In today's program, we've been focusing on job hunting tips. And Chuck, just before the break, you gave an interesting tip, one that I wouldn't have thought of, about volunteering at a particular place of employment.
Dave, I've heard this scenario so many times that I just can't help but really emphasizing it. If you cannot find work, find a place where you want to work. Go to that employer and say, what do you have that I can do? And I'll volunteer to do it. And prove yourself, because you will be the person that they're thinking of if they will allow you to do that. I just heard from one of our listeners in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who said when he was starting out his career, he wanted to be a diesel mechanic. And he went to the employer week after week after week. And they said, we're not hiring. We're not hiring. We're not hiring. We're not hiring. We don't need you. Go somewhere else. About the fifth time he goes back, he says, look, is there any job that you have that nobody else really likes that I could do for free just to get my foot in the door? And the employer looked at him like, you've got to be kidding. You just won't go away. And he said, yes, we need somebody to run the steam cleaner to get the grease off of these engines before we work on them. Will you run the steam cleaner? He said, absolutely. He came to work the next day, not paid at all. And he said, I'm going to do the best job on steam cleaning they've ever seen. And you know what happened? 2 weeks later, he got a job as a mechanic because they were stunned at his ability to clean this, to do the steam cleaning.
Yeah.
So that story represents how God can use that same attitude and work ethic to help those who are maybe in a long, dry stretch of unemployment right now.
Well, all this information that we've given you today is available at crown.org/radio, and then just click on the related content for today's program. Chuck, in our final moments, tell our listeners about a couple of special events that are coming up.
Well, we are taking a tour with our short film series called God Provides. We're going to show Abraham and Isaac and the widow and the oil. I'm going to be there in person. We'll be teaching after each one of these segments. So we're hosting a family-friendly event. The first one is February the 11th in Atlanta, on a Thursday night from 7 to 8:30. We hope you'll come out and bring your children. We're going to end on time so you can get them back in home in bed. We're going to go the very next week to Chattanooga, Tennessee, Thursday, February the 18th. These are being hosted in local churches, and there's absolutely no charge to come. And I want to invite all of our faithful listeners to come and join us. I'd love to meet you, and I'd love for you to experience the God Provides series.
Well, once again, the dates are February 11th in the Atlanta area and February 18th up in Chattanooga. Again, both events start at 7, and they'll be done by 8:30. There's no charge, but we do ask that you would register for the event, and you can do that easily by going to crown.org/register, and you can sign up there. You can get directions and other important information about those events. Also, while you're at crown.org, you can sign up for the free podcast, and then we'll send Money Life directly to your computer each day. That also is free of charge, and it's all found at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.